Europe speaks up for Christians in Syria and Egypt, but not Iraq. A gospel opportunity is but a mouse click away, and we'll find out what a new memorial in India means for a ministry. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Members of the European Parliament are condemning attacks against minority Christians in Egypt and Syria. While this is good news, why weren't Christians in Iraq mentioned? President of Open Doors USA, Carl Muller, says,
perhaps it's because that there are still millions of Coptic Christians in Egypt and in Syria who are more of a unified voice, whereas in Iraq, we've seen an incredible decimation of the Christian population there over the last 10 years.
However, Mueller is encouraged by this action. While persecution of Christians is bad news, the silver lining is the church is growing.
The invisible church is growing very, very strongly. And despite the emigration of many Christians from these countries, we're seeing Muslims come to faith in Jesus Christ.
According to Mueller, Bible distribution is off the chart.
The number of Bibles distributed in North Africa in the last 9 months through our organization exceeds the amount that we distributed in the previous 9 years.
Elsewhere, an Indian teacher was recently deported from Maldives for owning a Bible. Voice of the Martyrs reports the teacher had been in the country for 2 years when the school principal found Christian materials on his computer. Police raided the believer's home and found a Bible and other Christian materials. They detained him for 15 days and later deported him. Maldives ranks 6th on the Open Doors World Watch List. Pray for all gospel workers there. You're listening to Mission Network News. Papua New Guinea is home to over 10% of the known living languages on the planet. That's roughly 860 languages. Another interesting factoid, although English is the official language, few people speak it. Bible translation is critical to reaching the diversity of people groups living in Papua New Guinea with the gospel. Wycliffe Associates is launching a Bible translation training center and providing technology resources to equip national Bible translators there. We have more on our website. We turn next to the dilemma of missions. There's a vision and a mission. But Orphan Outreach's Amy Norton says there's this, too.
They have to stop and fundraise, too, to support their ministry.
Which is why the Giving of Life Grant Award came into being.
Their goal is just to enable these ministries to receive more support and not have to be so focused on fundraising that they don't have as much opportunity to actually serve.
The people behind Giving of Life want to know which group resonates most with supporters through a voting process. The winners get the grants. Orphan Outreach, like so many of the other grant applicants, are held back only by funds.
We have so many projects that we are literally waiting on to fund. Schools for Orphan Children, helping our graduates in Russia who so desperately need. And we are just able to serve so many more if we have the resources. We're only limited by our resources.
Growth supported by grants means hundreds of more gospel opportunities. You can help. We have a link at our website, but hurry, voting ends Friday. And India is now home to the world's 7 billionth member. How will India care for this person and the rest of the population, though? As the nation grows, so does India's untouchable Dalit caste. This group has historically been treated as animals, but Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India's Dave Straver says that, too, is changing.
This politician, by the name of Mayawati, who was the chief minister of the most populous state of India, Uttar Pradesh, has constructed a huge memorial to the Dalit.
But is it a false hope?
This sense of self-esteem is really important, and the politician Mayawati is trying to give this to people through, you know, some big statues of elephants and big statues of herself and other Dalit politicians. But we're trying to give this to people in a real sense of empowering them with literacy and also with the good news about Jesus.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Missions and ministry can't be separated. Buckner International wants to give you the book, It's Your Mission, by Dr. Jim Dennison, a free missions resource about the church's responsibility to the least of these. Get It's Your Mission by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.